So even back in 1962, they wanted me to come here and do a festival. But the racial laws and the Jim Crow laws always turned me off about southern cities. But I still wanted to come here. So I came down, and I spent all my time in the basement of the Royal Orleans, meeting with the mayor and the Board of Trade and the Chamber of Commerce. I spent the time saying I'd love to come back, but you know, we can't do a festival here when you don't allow, you know, African-American and white musicians on the stand together. You don't have integrated audiences. It'd be difficult to do that. So they spent 2 or 3 hours with me, trying to get around their own laws. That was fascinating. They called me in 1964, saying they're going to change the laws and come down and do the festival. But then you had a professional football game in 1964. And the players came, and the city wasn't ready for integration yet. No taxis would pick up the players, which are mostly black, a lot of black players. The restaurants, they wouldn't let them go in. It was too soon after they passed the Civil Rights Bill. And so the players said, we're not going to play here. Well, when they canceled the football game, at the same time they canceled the announcement of the Jazz Festival. So the next step was they called me in 1968, and they say, we're going to have the festival now, you can come down. The next step, all of a sudden, I can't do the festival because I'm married to an African-American woman. That would be embarrassing for the mayor if I came down. The president of the foundation that was doing Jazz Fest that I couldn't do came to me and said, George, we want you to come and do the festival now. I said, look, I'm still married, you know, to my wife. I said, and they said, it's okay, we checked with the Chamber of Commerce and the Board of Trade, it's okay now, you know. I said, okay, but you just signed a 5-year contract with Willis Conover to produce your festival. He said, no, we don't want him. I said, well, how do you get rid of him? He says, no problem, we just tear up the old foundation, start a new foundation, which is the one they have today. So we set up a little fair with food and 4 tents. So we had gospel and we had contemporary and we had traditional jazz and like the Mardi Gras Indians and Flint Funk and different things. There's so many different musics in New Orleans. That first year was pure New Orleans. I never had a problem with my wife coming here because when they finally agreed to have me do it, I said, you know, I'm going to bring my wife down. I said, you know, nothing but friends. Because my philosophy in life is a very interesting philosophy. I don't worry about my enemies. By enemies, I mean that people may not like me because I'm Jewish or because I'm married to a black girl or because I've got money or because I haven't got money. I don't worry about those enemies. I worry about my friends. All my life, it's friends that have helped me. And without them, I could never have made it. And so that's who I worry about, is my friends.